Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning.
For at least some Americans, how shall I put it, positive thinking may be hard to come by over the inaugural weekend.
A little challenging, perhaps. But how that can be moved or maybe massaged a little bit seems to be what a lot of people are also starting to think about, because we know that there are people who are anxious over what will happen in the U.S. under soon-to-be President Donald Trump. And the point's already been made that for Hawaii, what happens in Washington may be a crucible of sorts for Hawaii. The challenge is how to shift power to the positive, and that's the purpose behind tomorrow's rally and concert of the same name at the Waikiki Shell. Tim Vandeveer chairs the Democratic Party of Hawaii and is on the line with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for making the time. I know you've been really challenged these days. So as you were looking at this idea of power to the positive, how would you define that?
Well, it's a way, I think, to translate some of the concern and anxiety, as you put it, into productive channels, into lifting up some of the organizations that have been doing good work in our community, nonprofit organizations, in many different ways, and getting involved and staying involved. And in doing that, really turning something that might be a negative into a positive.
It's sort of the subtitle of this is A Night of Unity. Unity in what sense? I mean, obviously coming together for a rally, a concert, seeing a lot of different organizations, and the list is long of how many are involved with it, and they are varied. But what happens to that unity as we move forward? How would you see that happening?
Well, I mean, that's really the reason why we decided to put this concert on and to invite all of these different organizations, which might seemingly be disparate, at least in the specific work that they do in these communities. But we wanted there to be a place and a way for people to come together. You know, Dr. King has been on our minds a lot this week, and really, I think, over this past election season for different reasons. But a quote that I heard this week, I'll kind of paraphrase, goes something like this: though we may have come here on different ships, we're in the same boat now. And I think the boat in that metaphor, I think Dr. King was speaking to income inequality and to many different things. But we felt it was necessary at a time where a lot of people are exercising their First Amendment rights, as they should, and getting out and making their voice heard, to have a way, as I said, to translate that energy into something productive, to stay involved. And that's really, I think, the thinking behind the concert. Is how do we keep this energy going? How do we keep people activated and organized and in the process?
That really is going to be the challenge, because it's great to bring people together for an evening or for a day and a march and a rally or a lot of the activities that will be happening from tomorrow onward. But keeping people engaged has always been an issue in Hawaii. When people had very, personal things at stake or pet issues, this seems to be a different game, though. How do you intend to bring some of those disparate groups and the areas of confluence to the fore to keep people engaged as we move throughout the next 6 months, year, and beyond?
Well, this event is one way to do it, right, where you're bringing people together no matter what the issues are. One of the things that we decided very early on in having this event was to work out a mission of a statement of unity, what our mission is and what values we share, right? So whether you're working on environmental causes or civil liberties or economic issues, a statement of values, things that we stand for, things that we will not compromise. The vast majority of the groups that are involved are apolitical, but we felt it incumbent upon us as the dominant political party to sort of set the table and bring these groups in. These are groups that share our values, that are already doing the hard work, that are already on the front lines. They represent communities, in many cases, that might be adversely impacted by the incoming administration. And so we wanted to make sure that people had a chance to see the good work that they're doing and say, okay, I can sign up for this. And by doing so, I know that this group is going to have this other group's back, right? So environment and organized labor have a lot of things in common. I would say much more in common than they have differences, but we need to make sure that we have each other's backs and that we're keeping all of our networks engaged and connected.
It's easy for us to use the word values. What specifically do you think are those values of Confluence with all of these groups that may have some very different ways of looking at what happens in Hawaii?
I think broadly speaking, it's the justices, environmental justice, racial justice, economic justice, social justice, those kinds of things. You don't really have to look much further than the platform of the Democratic Party, I think. But broadly speaking, those are the kind of things you're talking about.
I mean, you have everybody involved with this group from, you know, the Sierra Club and certainly the Democratic Party, but to people like the Pacific Roller Derby. This is a big list.
It is. It certainly is. And I think it shows not only, as you said, some of the anxiety in the different groups of folks, but also the good work that's already being done in many cases that a lot of folks just don't know about or haven't engaged with.
So is there a plan that the Democratic Party has to be able to keep people engaged and to follow up on a lot of what certainly is going to be a lot of enthusiasm tomorrow night and just a feeling maybe of just there's something that people can do, there's an avenue for them to take for some of their angst?
Yes, and this is part of it, right? So the first part is engaging our membership at the grassroots level and making sure that our precincts have capacity, our districts at the ground level, that those folks are staying involved and aware of what's going on. And then the other part is this event, where we're keeping our activist community involved and connecting people.
But right? even beyond the event, I guess, Tim, I'm saying that even beyond this event, because it's always what comes later, and we touched on that a little earlier, but do you actually have a plan to be able to keep these groups involved and to be able to have other places where they can come together to work on larger issues that will face Hawaii that may not see a lot of nods coming from Washington?
Most definitely. And this is not the last event we're going to have. And, you know, to the larger sense, you know, there's this notion of, I believe it comes out of the Black Lives Matter movement, which is stay woke, right? This notion that once you're awakened, once you become socially aware, that you have to stay engaged and you have to stay involved. And so, for instance, if you're working on an issue that involves the environment or Pacific Roller Derby, right, you're a young woman and you're empowered and you're involved, you're also, through that network, going to be connected with other people that are working on similar issues. And so you're staying engaged with what they're working on, and you're staying engaged with your community at large, and you know what other issues there are out there. And so you're not having to reinvent the wheel every time you go to organize folks. It's not just a rally next time, right? Then we're actually working on tangible things. And I should say, this isn't the only event we have throughout the day. Of course, this sort of is where the J20, what they're calling the J20 events, culminates that evening. But throughout the day, the University of Hawaii is holding a teach-in through this group, J20. They're having a rally in Waikiki. And then the party itself, the Democratic Party, is having a community service project in the morning, a chance for folks to give back and sort of reflect, not, you know, get caught up in all the noise that's coming out of Washington, D.C. But I believe 8:30 to 10:30 at the Manoa Community Garden.
Tim, I'm going to stop you there because we'll publish a list of all of that stuff. I don't really want to take our airtime to list all that stuff. We'll certainly be able to have that available for people. But in general, what I'm hearing you say is that this is going to be a real different look at how the Democratic Party moves in Hawaii and brings people into the party itself and in communion with other groups that may or may not think that they have a whole lot in common until they begin to look at some of those real issues that may affect them. I want to thank you very much for giving us time this morning.
You bet, Bethann. Thank you. It's all about action. We've got to cast a wider net, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
Tim Vandeveer is the chair of the Democratic Party of Hawaii. Power to the Positive, the Night of Unity, will take place tomorrow night at the Waikiki Shell at 6 o'clock.